Welcome to the British History Podcast. My name is Philippa Lacey-Brule and I want to extend a warm welcome to you. If you are new here, hi, thank you for joining. And if you are returning, thank you so much for your support. In this podcast, we explore all sorts of things that have gone on in British history. We look at people, we look at events, we look at outcomes, and perhaps look at them from a different perspective than usual. If you would like to support me in this free podcast, this podcast will always remain free, but if you would like to support me, then you can head over to my Patreon page, patreon.com/British History, and you can choose the tier there that would suit you best, starting from any £3 a month just for your kind support. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Much emphasis was given in the ceremony to Henry being God's choice. It was God's will that Henry had beaten Richard on the battlefield and that he was now the King of England. Henry VII was crowned on the 30th of October, 1485. Henry VII, of course, is our first Tudor monarch. He had beaten Richard III, the last of the Plantagenet dynasty, at the Battle of Bosworth in August of the same year. On the 28th of October, as was customary, Henry had made his way to the Tower of London, where he had stayed the night before his coronation procession, which took place on the 29th. His procession wound its way from the Tower to Westminster, with Henry dressed in purple robes edged with ermine, and he rode on horseback under a canopy of gold and silk, held by four knights on foot. Henry was crowned on the 30th of October at Westminster Abbey in front of a congregation which included his mother, Margaret Beaufort, and this was the first time that the mother and son had been reunited after 14 years apart, because Henry, of course, had been in exile in France. Much emphasis was given in the ceremony to Henry being God's choice. It was God's will that Henry had beaten Richard on the battlefield and that he was now the King of England. This assertion that it was God's will that Henry was on the throne of England was vital for the success of this fledgling dynasty and for the peace of the country. Margaret Beaufort wept at the ceremony. Emotions must have been running so high. She had given birth to Henry at only the age of 13 years old and had spent much of his life separated from him during the Wars of the Roses, which eventually he would be credited with bringing to a full end and conclusion with his marriage to Elizabeth of York, the daughter of Edward IV. And so the Tudor dynasty, which would last 118 years, officially began.